Hey everyone, ever wonder how those big apparel brands deal with the holiday shopping craziness?
Oh, it's a wild ride.
We're going deep on peak season fulfillment today, and well, it's more intense than you might think.
Definitely more
intense.
Yeah. We're looking at this article, Peak Season Fulfillment for Apparel Brands, Key Strategies for Success.
Okay, cool.
And it's pretty fascinating.
So like, what exactly is peak season fulfillment? Like, break it down for us.
All right, so picture this. A massive wave of orders just slams into a brand like all at once.
Okay, yeah.
That's peak season fulfillment right there. It's about dealing with those huge spikes in demand.
And that's mainly during the holidays.
Yeah, mainly during the holiday rush.
Okay, so Black Friday, Cyber Monday, all that.
Exactly. All those crazy shopping days. And the tricky part is it's not just about more orders. It's about, well, unpredictable demand.
Okay, so they can't just look at like last year's numbers and assume it'll be the same. Nope. Consumer behavior is always changing, and unexpected trends pop up all the time, especially during the holidays.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, one TikTok video goes viral, and suddenly, boom, everyone wants that sweater.
Makes sense. Okay, so we've got this crazy wave of orders. What makes apparel fulfillment tougher than selling, say, books or electronics?
Great question. So the article points out five big challenges. First, the sheer volume of orders. It's just overwhelming.
Yeah, systems overload, websites crash, all that.
Exactly. If you're not ready, it's a disaster. But even if a company handles the volume, there's inventory management.
Right. Apparel has like sizes, colors, styles.
It's a giant puzzle.
Yeah.
And any mistake can cause delays. Imagine a customer orders a medium blue sweater, but it's labeled wrong as a large.
Ugh, frustrating.
Total nightmare. And then there were returns.
Oh, yeah. I bet those were a pain.
Yeah. Apparel already has higher return rates than other stuff.
Yeah.
But during peak season, forget it.
So many gifts, wrong sizes, unwanted styles.
The reverse logistics whirlwind.
Reverse logistics. Is that just a fancy term for returns?
Basically, yeah. It's about managing all those things flowing back to the seller.
Okay.
And it's a huge headache for brands, especially on top of all the outgoing orders.
So you've got orders going out, returns coming in. Sounds chaotic.
It is. And then there's shipping deadlines and carrier capacity. Everyone's trying to get stuff delivered before the holidays, but there's only so much room on trucks and planes.
Like a giant package Tetris game.
Exactly. Add in weather and those inventory shortages we mentioned and meeting deadlines becomes almost impossible.
Wow. It all sounds kind of doomed so far. How do these brands even survive?
Well, that's where the fifth challenge comes in, managing customer expectations. People want fast, free shipping, easy returns, even during the busiest time.
So brands are stuck, right? They have to offer those perks to compete, but it adds to the pressure.
Exactly. It's a delicate balancing act.
Yeah.
But don't worry. These companies have some clever strategies up their sleeves to not just survive, but actually thrive during this chaos.
Okay, now we're talking. Let's get into those strategies.
You know, it's crazy to think about everything that happens behind the scenes.
So much.
When you just hit that buy button.
It really is.
Especially during peak season.
We don't even think about it.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Click quick and expect it at your door.
Right. Like the journey our clothes take.
Absolutely. There's a whole...
From warehouse to doorstep.
Journey. And the first thing these brands use to manage all this chaos is forecasting and inventory management.
Oh, interesting.
It's like predicting the future of fashion.
Okay.
But with data instead of a crystal ball, you know?
So like looking at past sales trends.
Yep, they analyze all that.
See what people buy.
Exactly. And they've got software now, really sophisticated stuff, to crunch all that data.
Wow.
Historical data, trends, even social media buzz.
So they're basically trying to like...
Oh, yeah.
Read our minds.
Read the collective mind of all the shoppers.
See what we're going to want. That's wild.
And then,
like, once they know what we're going to buy.
They got to make sure they've got enough stuff.
Right. Enough inventory.
That's where suppliers come in.
Oh, so they're working with.
They have to work together.
The companies that make the clothes.
Big time. Especially during peak season when everyone's competing for the same materials.
Yeah. That makes sense.
A real delicate dance.
For sure. But even with the best predictions, you know, sometimes things go viral.
Oh, absolutely.
And they run out?
That's why they have safety stock.
Oh, okay. What's that?
Like a backup supply.
Gotcha.
Just in case. It's there to avoid those dreaded out-of-stock messages.
Keep everyone happy.
Exactly. Got to keep those customers happy.
Makes sense. Okay, so let's say they've got all the inventory.
Right.
How do they actually get it out to us quickly?
Now the real fun begins. This is where they focus on order processing and pick and pack efficiency.
What's that?
Imagine like a perfectly choreographed dance happening in the warehouse.
Okay, I'm picturing it.
Rows of clothing.
Yeah.
People rushing around.
Got it.
But it's not just speed.
Right.
It has to be accurate, too.
Makes sense.
Every step has to be smooth.
To avoid mistakes.
Exactly. Minimize errors and delays. One way they do that is with automated sorting.
What's that?
Basically, systems group orders based on where they are in the warehouse.
Gotcha.
So workers can find things faster.
Okay.
Like, think of it like a giant library, and suddenly all the books are organized perfectly.
Oh, that makes sense.
That's what automated sorting does for warehouses.
Cool. So then what about actually picking the items?
That's where batch picking comes in. Instead of picking for one order at a time,
yeah,
they pick items for multiple orders at once.
So they're grabbing multiple things as they go?
Like a supermarket sweep for online orders.
I love it.
Right? So much more efficient. And then they've got to pack it all up for shipping. That's where the packing station comes in.
Okay.
Think of it like a mini factory. All designed to get those orders perfectly prepped for shipping.
So it's all super streamlined.
Exactly. But sometimes, even with the best systems, they need a little extra help.
Right.
That's where 3PLs come in. Third-party logistics providers.
3PL.
Yeah. They're the experts in handling this whole fulfillment process.
Oh, okay.
And they can really step in when things get crazy.
So if a brand is like totally swamped.
Totally overwhelmed.
They can call in the 3PL.
Exactly. Like calling for backup. 3PLs can handle tons of tasks. Warehousing, order fulfillment, shipping, even returns.
Makes sense. They have the people, the technology, all that.
They've got it all.
Mm.
And it's not just about capacity. They have expertise, especially in apparel fulfillment.
So they know how to deal with all the unique challenges.
I get it. The higher return rates.
Yeah.
How to pack delicate items.
Right, yeah.
It's a lifesaver for brands, especially during peak season. But we can't forget about the customers.
That's true.
Right. How do you keep everyone happy amidst all this craziness?
Good question.
Well, that's where offering multiple shipping options comes in.
Oh, okay. I like that.
Customers want choices, especially during the holidays.
More choices, the better.
Exactly. Some want expedited shipping to guarantee those gifts arrive on time.
Yeah.
Others are fine with free standard shipping if they're not in a rush.
Makes sense.
And then there's those last-minute shoppers.
Oh, yeah. Those are me.
Who need next-day delivery to save the day.
Totally. I've been there.
It's a lifesaver. And offering all these options not only makes people happy,
right,
but it also helps reduce people abandoning their carts.
Oh, that's smart.
Because they see a shipping option that works for them.
Yeah, that makes total sense.
They're more likely to complete the purchase.
Yeah.
But of course, even with the best shipping,
yeah,
things happen.
Delays, yeah.
Delays, especially during peak season.
Yeah.
So how do you keep customers informed?
Right. How do you manage expectations?
That's where communication comes in.
Okay.
It's all about being upfront and transparent.
So no more hiding from customers when there's a delay.
No more hiding. Brands have to be honest about potential delays, provide regular updates, and make it easy for customers to contact them.
So basically treating customers like partners.
Exactly. Keep them informed every step of the way.
And that builds trust.
It does, even when things go wrong.
It's counterintuitive, but honesty,
it really is.
Even when there are problems,
exactly,
can actually make the relationship stronger.
It can. But let's not forget, even after the holidays are over,
what?
The work isn't done.
Oh, right. Returns.
That's right. Brands need to be ready for the flood of returns.
Okay, so it's not over till those returns are handled.
Nope. It all starts with clear return policies.
Right.
Easy to understand, no surprises.
Mm.
Customers need to know exactly what to do.
What the deadlines are.
Exactly. And what to expect if they want a refund or exchange.
Smooth and simple.
Exactly. But then there's the logistics of actually getting those items back.
Right.
That's where reverse logistics comes in.
Oh, right. We talked about that.
It's like the outbound logistics, but in reverse.
I get.
They need systems to receive those returns, process them quickly.
Gotcha.
Either get those items back in stock or dispose of them properly.
So efficient reverse logistics are super important.
Crucial.
Yeah.
But they can also turn those returns into a positive thing.
Okay.
By offering easy exchanges.
Oh.
Providing incentives for exchanges rather than full refunds.
Gotcha.
And even using the data from returns to improve their products for next year.
So it's about learning from those returns.
Absolutely.
Make things better.
Continuous improvement. The article even mentions a company that's doing this really well.
Oh, yeah.
E-Fulfillment Service. They're a 3PL that specializes in apparel. They have a real-time inventory management system.
Which is super important for apparel.
Absolutely. Keeping track of all those sizes, colors, styles.
Makes sense.
So they're really nailing this whole peak season thing.
They're setting the bar high.
They are. But even if a brand doesn't work with a 3PL like that,
right,
they could still learn from these strategies.
And apply them to their own operations.
Exactly. These strategies are valuable for any brand trying to survive peak season.
That's a good point. So we've talked about forecasting, inventory, shipping, returns.
It's a lot.
What surprised you the most about all this?
Honestly, I think what surprised me most is how much technology's changed everything.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I mean, think about it. We've gone from like spreadsheets.
Oh yeah, all manual.
And manually tracking everything to this crazy sophisticated software.
Right, like predicting demand.
Predicting demand, optimizing the whole warehouse operation.
What?
Even personalizing the customer experience.
It's like the whole process is run by data now.
It really is.
Algorithms and data.
It's all about the data.
That's...
And that's what's letting these brands handle those insane order volumes.
Yeah, and the logistics, so complicated.
Super complicated, yeah. It's mind-blowing, the level of efficiency they've achieved.
And it's all thanks to technology.
Absolutely. Like, when you see that next-day delivery option,
right,
where you get those real-time tracking updates.
It seems so simple.
It seems so easy.
But there's so much behind it.
So much going on behind the scenes. It's the invisible force making those shopping experiences so smooth.
I love it. Okay, so before we wrap up this deep dive,
yeah,
I want to talk about what this all means for us.
Right, for the shoppers.
Us shoppers, yeah.
I'd love to hear what you think.
What are some takeaways for our listeners, you know, as they're battling the peak season shopping frenzy?
Good question.
First thing that comes to mind, we got to remember, there are actual people.
Oh, absolutely.
Behind all those orders.
It's easy to forget.
It is.
When you're just clicking away.
Yeah, just adding to cart, clicking, clicking.
Exactly.
But there are people in warehouses.
Picking and packing those orders.
Yeah, delivery drivers out there.
Battling traffic.
Customer service reps answering questions.
So true. A little patience and understanding can make a huge difference.
It really can. Especially during peak season, everyone's stressed.
Everyone's under pressure, for sure.
Maybe we could even offer some tips for shoppers. Oh, I like that idea.
Help things go a little smoother.
What do you have in mind?
First, shop early.
Always a good idea.
If you can.
It gives you more time. You can avoid those last-minute shipping deadlines.
Exactly. Second, be flexible.
With your shipping expectations.
Exactly.
Yeah, because things happen.
Delays happen.
Delays are inevitable, especially during this time of year.
And finally, read those return policies.
Oh, so important.
Straight.
Before you buy anything.
Save yourself a headache later.
Absolutely.
If you need to return something.
So shop early, be flexible, know your return policies.
That's the key.
The recipe for peak season survival.
Exactly. And remember, even with all the craziness.
It is a crazy time.
There are ways to make it better for everyone.
That's the goal, right? A little mindfulness, a little consideration.
Makes a world of difference.
It really does.
Okay, so as we wrap up this deep dive,
yeah,
I want to leave everyone with one final thought.
I love it. Parting wisdom.
Parting wisdom. Next time you get a package, think about the journey it took.
Oh, yeah, from the factory.
From the factory to the warehouse.
Warehouse to the truck.
To your doorstep.
It's really amazing.
It's a testament to human ingenuity, collaboration, the whole thing.
It really is. It reminds us, even in this digital world,
we're all connected.
We are.
In ways we might not realize.
I love that. What a beautiful way to end this episode.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining me on this peak season fulfillment deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.
And to all our listeners, thanks for tuning in.